Our guest in the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Pud, good morning.
Good morning and Merry Christmas.
Well, it's, we can't avoid it any longer.
No, we can't. It's here and there's so much going on this year.
And it really kicks in for sure in high gear this weekend in Greenville.
My gosh, it does.
Well, it's amazing the things that are going on. We're not going to get to all of them. But the
There's no possibility we can unless we're going to spend an hour.
Right. So the Christmas parade Saturday night starting at 6 o'clock is the most obvious thing.
Yes, it is. And at 6 o'clock, of course, is a little bit earlier than it's been traditionally. And the idea that they're going to have a whole afternoon full of events downtown is part of that, I think, is a lot of fun. They're going to have a snow hill this year. They're going to have an ice skating rink. After the Christmas parade, they're going to have a concert and a toy drive. And Billy Joe Shaver is the headliner of that, a tree lighting and a fireworks show.
And we should say that the parade could be postponed if it is cold and rainy Saturday night.
Admission to the concert is, because it's a toy drive for the FFA, is actually two unwrapped toys.
And Billy Joe Shaver really is a legendary Texas singer-songwriter.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm just an old chunk of coal is the song he's best known for. And then now the Greenville Municipal Auditorium, number of concerts coming up, the Air Force Band performing there, and that's a free concert, and that is tonight.
That is correct. There is a place you can go online to get tickets, but they've also made it very clear that those tickets are going to be priority seating. Anyone that shows up will be seated that evening, until they run out of seats. So you can still go tonight, and you'll be fine.
And then coming up a week from Thursday, Robert Earl Keen's "Merry Christmas from the Famo Lee."
Yes,
is this basically a Robert Earl? Of course, the song is legendary.
Legendary, exactly.
but is this a Robert Earl Keen concert, or is there some kind of pageant that goes with this?
From what I understand, I think it's mainly a Robert Earl Keen concert, but I'm sure there'll be some other Christmas stuff as well. And I don't know a whole lot about it. I know that it's part of the Threadgill series. I know that they do have decorations on the stage. You know, I've heard about the fact he brings that kind of stuff with him. So beyond that, I don't know a whole lot about it other than it's Robert Earl Keen and all of his songs are great stories. And so it should be a wonderful evening.
Yeah, I saw a video, and you're right. The stage has got all the big Christmas displays and very colorful. So yeah, that I think it's going to be a very festive event. Michael.
Now, the one thing they do say is, you know, this is not a kids' event.
Is that right?
Well, you know, their song.
The nature of the song itself.
And the nature of Keen's songs are frequently perhaps a little more adult content.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. We're talking with Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Started to say Michael Murphy, or as he came to be known, Michael Martin Murphy, did a Christmas show a couple of years ago.
Oh,
it was terrific.
It's wonderful, yes.
Yeah, that was terrific.
The Cowboy Christmas.
Right. And then the Vocal Majority from Dallas. This is a 100-man singing group, a choir that's well-known around the Dallas area, 7 p.m. Saturday, December 10th.
Yes, and this is an event that's going to benefit the Greenville creative arts community. From what I understand, it's one of the very few times the Vocal Majority has done a concert outside of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So I think that in itself is a pretty big deal, and their harmonies are beautiful. I understand it's going to be a mix of your
traditional,
more secular, and then some of the religious things as well. And so it ought to be a fantastic evening of harmony. Oh, my gosh.
That is 7 p.m. Saturday, December 10th.
Yes, and tickets for all of these are available on links at showtime@thegma.com.
Now, coming up this Saturday, December 3rd, this was going to be a fun event at the Turtle Creek Veterinary Clinic.
Yes. This benefits Hunt County Shared Ministries. They provide dog food for a lot of the clients there. But it's pet pictures with Santa. So you bring your pet, and they can be decked out festively if you want with bows or whatever. But Santa Claus, I guess they have a Santa that's going to be very, very good about all the different animals. Well, you'll get your pet's picture made with Santa. It's $10. And that allows you, that's money that's going to go directly to fish. I believe you do get 1 5x7 print, and then you have the opportunity to order others.
Right. And do you remember what time that starts?
It's in the afternoon. I want to say it's 1 to 3.
We'll look it up.
You can call for reservations. If you go to Hunt County Shared Ministries or Housewarmers of Greenville Facebook page, the information is there. They will also take walk-ins, but that will be first come, first served.
And that's at 5900 Jack Finney Boulevard, which is also Farm Road 1570. Put, if we don't get talk again before Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
To you. And thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you so much.
Put Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Lots going on. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.